But let's talk about the former president of the ANC, the former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki. We have firstly with us Professor Dirk Kotze, who is the professor of political science at UNISA. Prof Kotze, appreciate your time. You're on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So let's do this. You know, yesterday you're aware that former President Thabo Mbeki was on the election rounds. He was part of a whole group of people canvassing for support for his African National Congress. And amongst many things he said this.
You see, the position has been taken by the leadership, and I think they're probably right about this, is that there are certain set procedures in the constitution of the ANC as to how you expel a member, that it is necessary for the ANC itself to respect that constitution so that it does not behave in any manner, in a lawless manner, in terms of its own laws. And therefore, the decisions to take him to disciplinary committee and so on, that's what's prescribed in the constitution. It's not cowardice. It's that I think that loyalty to its own constitution is important, in the same way that we must also be loyal to the national constitution. So I think the position that the ANC leadership has taken on this in terms of procedure is correct.
Okay, so that's so he said that, and he also was asked by some others about the fact that, you know, a year back, less than a year, in fact, he spoke about the ANC being led by corrupt leaders, and yeah, he's promoting the ANC. So, Prof Kotze, so let's talk first things first. His comments about another former president, Jacob Zuma, who's not resigned from the ANC, I understand, and he hasn't been expelled, but he's certainly on another party's ballot list.
Yes, that is something which is very concerning for President Mbeki. When he was not long ago here at UNISA, we spoke about it in the most sort of open way in which I've ever heard him speak about some other members, a former colleague, person, leaders of him, and others in the ANC or former persons in the ANC. He was very, very vocal about it. And this has become, I think, a major issue for him. Obviously, it is because of the history, not in the beginning, but later on, around about 2008 and later, where the two of them sort of clashed head on head within the ANC at Polokwane. And what happened thereafter, President Mbeki had to resign as president and was removed from their positions. So I think there is definitely a very awkward history between the two of them, but I think what we are seeing now is that he is possibly the most vocal of all the top leaders in the ANC, and the one that really talks about it. Others more or less keep quiet.
But significantly, you know, significantly, if I could hear that correctly, he's almost suggesting the ANC needs to be tactical in terms of its own constitution about considering the expulsion of its former president a month before the election.
Yes, and I think that's where the difference of opinion within the ANC. I think the way in which I understand that the current approach of the ANC is to say, well, we don't want to create or give ammunition for President Zuma to say, well, I'm a political victim of being expelled by the ANC. I didn't want to leave the ANC, but they expelled me. And therefore, it is about bad leadership within the ANC. They are not sympathetic towards me. They don't give me credit for my time as president in the ANC. All those type of arguments. On the other hand, I think the ANC is saying, well, we already received a lot of attention because of the court cases. We don't want to give him more attention. If it will go through and disciplinary hearing, it will take long, possibly another Stalingrad approach that's been followed. And he will then have the opportunity to say, or the reason to say, well, there was some political strategy against me to get rid of me in the ANC, and therefore what I said earlier on, that there was, I'm a victim of those strategies that have been confirmed by this.
So it's a case of
the 2 points.
Yeah, so it's a case of the ANC saying, okay, you know, there's right and there's wrong, but don't dwell on the right and wrong, dwell on doing the right thing. It may be opportunistic right now to do the right thing regarding not dealing with former President Jacob Zuma. Now, you've got about a minute to go. What then are your thoughts about former President Thabo Mbeki canvassing for the ANC, considering the pronouncements he said at UNISA, where I gather you were there last in August of last year?
Yes, I think what he reached the point where he's absolutely concerned about the future of the ANC. So while in the past, I think they were still the luxury to say, I'm not going to be associated with the current problems of the ANC, he says, well, we have to put in all our weight, all our effort, just to rescue the ANC from losing the majority. So I think this is the main sort of motivation for him now to become involved in this. His relationship with President Ramaphosa has always been, since the days of the negotiations, complex, but I think he said that aside now.
Do you think he's been, you know, he's had his arm twisted by someone within the ANC, Thabo Mbeki, that is to say, honestly, we need to survive here. We need to get 50 plus one. We need your help.
Yeah, I couldn't hear.
I was saying, do you think that former President Thabo Mbeki has had his arm twisted to support an ANC that they cannot afford to get below 50% because they've asked him that, to say, we need your help? No, I think we've just lost Professor Dirk Kotze for the moment. But perhaps maybe you as an audience can consider that. What do you think about his position, Thabo Mbeki's, on President Zuma, former president, about, you know, tactically we have to be strategic about things now and like 1 month before the election? And what do you think about the fact that he's now canvassing for them, meaning that they've pulled out all the top guns to ensure that the ANC cannot or shall not get below 50%? I mean, your analysis of that, I certainly want to know. As always,